he or I believe it is, but I don't think of that right now. Then from the stream to the brook, to the creek, mm-hmm. to the river.
Well, what are the names of some streams and creeks and things around where you live?
Well, let me tell you where I live. There's a creek that carried all the water. The drain from north of Haleville out east there. He's come down, went through our bottom land. Mm-hmm. And that was called Quarter Creek. I don't know why they called it Quarter Creek. Then it entered into Bear Creek, mm-hmm. which really is Bear River. They're making a lake out of where this creek goes in it now. Where it was about knee deep, it's about 30 or 40 foot deep out there now. Mm-hmm.
Hello,
hello, stranger.
Welcome back.
Back.
Branches.
Branches.
Any names of any branches?
Well, we usually call them after people.
Oh, uh-huh.
You take the Chambers branch over there, was under the people. Mm-hmm. Branch below Corinth Church, Wilson branch, the Shipman branch, and, mm-hmm. and on like that.
Are there rivers near here?
Bear Creek, it's known as a river. It's small. Mm-hmm. Then we have a Tennessee River. Mm-hmm. South of us is Warrior River. Mm-hmm. And Smith Lake over here, it runs into Warrior River. Smith, mm-hmm. it was Sipsey River.
Oh, uh-huh.
Now there's two Sipsey Rivers in this area. One in Winston County and Walker, known up in Lauderdale. Another one south of us in Fayette County. Just below Fayette is mm-hmm. a Sipsey River.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of that big body of water that's south of Alabama?
The Gulf?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Gulf of Mexico.
Did you want to say something?
It's all
you,
that.
You mentioned hill. Is there anything that's not as high as a hill?
Little knolls, we call it, to mm-hmm. just to rise in the ground.
How about something that's a lot bigger than a hill?
Mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off, that's the...
Cliff.
All right, and then if you have up in the mountains, there's a place where you can get through between them. What do you call that?
That's rock ledges and things that you... that's jagged and broken.
Well, a place where you can make a road, though, up in the mountains, what would you call it?
Well, we call it a mountain road, a trail, or up the peak. Well,
would you say anything like a pass or a gap or a notch for a place
well,
where
I
you...
Well, that's what I meant when I was talking about where it's jagged. Mm-hmm. You have to, you go through what they call a gap. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Used to be some places around here that wasn't like that, but he called them gaps, mm-hmm. Logan Gap, and Aunt Jenny Johnson Gap. Did mm-hmm. Gus tell you about Aunt Jenny?
Yeah, now this is off the subject, but I want you to tell me about Aunt Jenny Johnson, because he didn't tell me much. I was talking to a man before I talked to him, but that was not part of an interview, and so I'd like to have that on tape.
Start with, she saw her husband and some of the children killed.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did that happen?
It was during the war some way. I don't know just exactly
which,
how.
Which war was that?
Civil War.
Uh-huh.
I don't know just how it did happen. I know more just about the, well, I've been living than there was before I lived. Mm-hmm. And she killed a bunch of them herself. Mm-hmm. I saw what some of them said is a human skull that she used for...